The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
This is Talkin' Cowboys. Streaming live from the Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters at the Star in Frisco.
Street chair. Touchdown!
Parsons has sacked it.
Prescott keeps it, and he bangs it into the touchdown.
And now your hosts, Isaiah Standback, Nick Harris, Josh Rodriguez, and Kyle Yeomans.
It's a Say It With Your Chest Friday here on Talking Cowboys, presented by Black Rifle Coffee Company, live from the Star in Frisco, Texas, in the SWBC studios, as it is week 17. We are in the penultimate week of the NFL season. Two games remain as the Cowboys look to position themselves in the NFC playoffs.
In the regular season, there's two games that remain.
Yeah, in the regular season.
All right.
Playoff time's different.
What makes it the penultimate?
Penultimate is the next to last.
That's what that means?
That's what penultimate means, yes.
Wow. Did you know that?
I definitely didn't see that in Webster's.
I'm a writer and I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. Mm-hmm.
Penultimate
cool,
is the
man.
Next to last.
You're teaching stuff. I love it.
Learn something new. Learn something new. Say it with your chest Friday. We've got Josh Rodriguez, Nick Harris, Isaiah Standback, Chris Beam in the back.
Nice shirt, Kyle.
Kyle Yeomans. I've got the shirt on. I'm rocking. I'm ready for the Jimmy Johnson Ring of Honor induction. I actually was at the stadium yesterday. We had an event with the pro shop, and I walked in, and these shirts were right up front. I was like, I'm walking home with
that.
Give
me that.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm taking that home.
You took it?
I'm gonna wear it. Yeah. No, I mean, I didn't take it. I mean, I paid for it.
Oh.
Did you say, I'm the voice of the Dallas Cowboys?
No.
Do you hear when you're going home and you hear over the PA system, that's me.
That's me.
Give me this. And they said, sir.
I get a text message at least once a week where somebody walks out and it's like me telling them to drive home safely. Please drive home safely for rideshare updates. Like, please check the blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't even remember the script.
That's you?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm on the outside. Not on the inside. I'm on the outside of the stadium.
I mean, there's more people on the outside.
At the end of the game.
Yeah.
I've been on those fan commercials recently. Like, I think I have a Tostitos one. I have one that's like Port Aransas. And I'll get a text like once a week and be like, oh, so Port Aransas, you've been? I'm like, no.
No, dude.
Not at all. But I guess you should go.
I like Tostitos, though.
Exactly.
Black Rifle Coffee. Speaking of. Ooh, Black Rifle.
Is that the jingle?
That's the new jingle right there.
Did you hear
that?
Oh,
clip that one, Beamer.
We've got some
Ooh, royalty.
Good stuff. This is the espresso with cream from our friends at Black Rifle.
It's creamy.
Please don't chug that, Isaiah. Please don't do it. got some Black Rifle coffee. Let me make sure I get the. There you go.
Hey, you know what? I think we should all chug this.
No.
Let's do it.
Why?
Let's do it.
I actually.
Come on.
I'm looking forward to my day.
What? This is not the 300. You know this is 200 milligrams.
You
know, let's do it.
No, not a party.
Let's freaking go.
But
come on, let's go.
Speaking of shirts,
it's been, no.
It's not even
it doesn't
warm.
Matter, Kyle.
I mean, it's you got to shake cold. It.
No, we don't shake it.
Shake well. No, it says shake well.
You shake well.
This pops
we're
in my
not
face,
doing
bro.
This right now.
Oh, we're doing this right now.
Oh,
I told you. I told you.
It says shake well.
I told you.
Shake well, best. Yeah.
Did you open it?
I did. It says shake well.
See, I told you it was a bad idea to pop that open.
It's all right, Black Rifle. We're not doing it today. I'm not.
You're already open now.
Yeah,
now you're there.
Yeah. Oh,
come on, Kyle.
My Lenovo computer.
Come on, Kyle.
All right, let's rock. God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You didn't. What the heck, man? No cheers?
Well,
you're leaky.
Yeah,
you have a leaky faucet.
Oh, man. I have a leaky faucet over
here. Freaking go.
This is so dumb. I'm going to stop and just so that way it's not dead air, but this is ridiculous. How? Nick did it. I mean, half of his is sitting on the table over
here. Honestly, it's all right.
Woo!
Because there's a shirt I need to share off today, so I can.
Let's freaking go. You popped that top.
Uh-oh.
What do you
Let's
got
go.
Going
you,
on?
Oh,
yeah! You thought I forgot, Isaiah. It's that time.
Oh, that's so
it's
burnt.
That time.
It's so burnt.
It is burnt.
Oh.
Time,
you're just trying
baby.
To get in
Wait,
with Derek.
Did you just clean
wipe
it up with your
it's
jacket?
Fine. It's fine.
It's a
fine.
Texas
jacket. I have,
jacket.
Another, one
just
in my, I have another one in my car.
So oh.
Like, I don't know. I just need to clean this off. This is making me really OCD over here.
There you go.
Hold anyway. On. I got you, man. What a catastrophic
wow.
Thing to this
there's
show.
Napkins.
Beamer, can you rate everybody's, I don't even know what you call that. What do you call it? Chug?
Please don't rate chugs.
We're rating chugs now?
I don't know.
I don't even know, Beamer. This thing has gotten away from me.
I like it.
Thanks, man.
This has completely gotten away from me. Huh?
Isaiah could have, like, did the key and, you know, how you do the, you know, shotgun.
Did you hear the sound, though? That I
yes, I heard Josh. The sound. I think everybody,
heard the sound. And then they heard it from Nick, too.
Ooh, Black Rifle.
That's the new jingle.
That's the jingle right there.
Thank you, Black Rifle. Thank you for everything.
Wait,
call my agent.
I thought you were like, hey, dude, throw this away.
Black Rifle can call my agent.
All right.
Even though I'm
not into my news and notes.
I am my own agent.
I'm shocked that you're wearing the Texas and you're not wearing anything.
Because he's not a real fan. Because he knows they're about to lose.
I got purple in my blood.
Yeah, you bleed purple and gold.
Yeah, I bleed purple and gold.
Here comes Beamer to help.
He just cleaned it.
It said shake.
Get him right, Beamer. Get him right.
I got you.
I told you. Don't you stick that knife in your leg.
Nope, not at all.
I told you. Don't you stick that knife in your leg. You know what he did?
Sorry, said, Beam.
It's in the bone. Okay. It's in the bone.
Let's talk football.
Why?
Let's please.
I like Black Rifle talk.
I do too, but my goodness.
Jeez.
Yes.
Let's go.
Anyway,
now we're really going to have a talk with your chest.
At the end of our pick'em segment's going to be like,
oh my god,
rapid fire.
I can't believe you wore that shirt in here.
Oh. Anywho,
I can't believe you didn't see it coming.
Bro, I didn't.
I'm surprised you didn't wear anything.
Bro, I am UW. I don't have to wear UW. When
you wear it sometimes?
Sometimes, just to remind y'all. But this is the last. Listen, Monday's going to be a beatdown.
Why is that?
Because University of Washington is going to beat the crap out of Texas.
You have to wake up early and after being out in New Orleans the night before?
I'm turning up.
How about the Pop-Tarts Bowl? Oh my gosh. Okay. Wasn't that incredible?
I don't think they're a sponsor, but man, that was so funny.
Did you see the open where the guy comes out of the toaster?
Did you see the end of it?
My wife's like, God, that Pop-Tart just came out of a toaster.
This is not a real thing.
Oh, it's a real thing. Yes. It happened yesterday.
So the mascot was made out of Pop-Tarts. So at the end of the game, he baked himself or toasted himself.
I'm not doing this.
Did people really put
Pop-Tarts in a toaster?
The winners got to eat him.
Yes.
Yeah.
People eat.
You put Pop-Tarts in a toaster.
I don't normally, but you do. You can. They're made for. That's why they're
that
shape.
You do that?
Pop-Tarts go in the toaster.
No, they don't.
That's the best way to eat them. Yeah.
I know that they're supposed Pop-Tart. To, but like nobody does that, do they? I definitely don't do that.
I mean, do you want me to get my kids involved here? Because they eat Pop-Tarts.
Hey, I'll get my kids involved.
Your kids only eat Pop-Tarts out the toaster.
Yes.
That's how I know you're in a good neighborhood,
text
buddy.
Text line. Yeah. How do you do it?
817.
Do you toast it or no?
817-290-3298. Do you toast them or not?
Never.
And which flavor? Is it strawberry frosted or are you
strawberry.
A psychopath?
Strawberry. Let's go in toaster.
Oh, I can't argue with that back
there. No, it's done.
Yeah, please text that in because I've always just popped it.
Also, would you chug a Black Rifle coffee espresso or enjoy it the way it's supposed to be enjoyed?
Let's talk some football.
Please, Nick, please.
Anywho, I've been trying, I promise.
It's the Black Rifle.
So with it being a Saturday game, game designations came out yesterday. For the Cowboys and Lions matchup, which will be tomorrow night. Something to kind of look at here, I think, is probably the most interesting thing that came out of yesterday's game designations, which Rico Dowdle has been ruled out with his ankle injury. So it's going to be a committee-type project behind Tony Pollard with Deuce Vaughn and Hunter Lipke. This morning on The Fan, Mike McCarthy was asked about Deuce Vaughn.
Who was the last one?
Hunter Lipke.
You got to remind people about Malik.
He gets any
why not Malik?
Malik cannot go because he's out of practice squad elevation, so he will not be on the field unless he is signed to the active roster, which would mean somebody would need to be waived.
You would have to make a roster
on the IR.
And that would probably happen today because if they were going to make a move like that, it either happens on Friday or Saturday in a normal week. But with it being tomorrow, that move would probably come.
Does
I think Evans
being released? Did he really get released officially?
He did.
Okay, so does that free up a spot?
No, because Will Levis will go. Spot.
That's facts.
What'd you say, Beamer? I heard you in the back.
I said the elevations have to come out. I believe they come out
today. They come out today.
They come out today. They can't come out the day of the game.
So they've got to make a roster move.
Do you guys feel like they're going to make a roster move? No. Or you think they're just going to move up?
No, because Deuce. Mike McCarthy was asked on The Fan this morning about Deuce Vaughn getting an opportunity. He said, Deuce will be up this weekend. We got a plan, and we're looking forward to it. I'm really excited about this, you know, because whenever Deuce Vaughn obviously came here, it was a cool story. But I think from an on-field perspective, we were all, you know, expecting quite a bit. Maybe not quite a bit, but we were expecting more than probably what we've gotten in his rookie year so far.
100%.
And I don't think it's necessarily been a product of him not being ready. I really don't. Whenever he's had his on-field opportunities, it's been in late-game garbage time type stuff again with backup offensive linemen. I mean, his averages are pretty bad. I think he's averaging less than 2 yards a carry, but he hasn't really had an opportunity to get going. He's been inactive for most of probably the last 10 games, I would say, or so. So this is a really good opportunity for him to be a compliment to Tony Pollard and show what he can do in this offense before the playoffs roll around, and maybe earn an active roster spot, as you know, whenever Rico Dowdle does come back, and maybe he can get integrated back into the offense. But it's a good opportunity for Deuce Vaughn. It's also a good opportunity for Hunter Lipke to bounce back from that fumble last week and, you know, show that he can still be a reliable short yardage guy.
Ball's on the 2 yard line. Who do you turn around and give it to?
Hunter Lipke, baby. There's still confidence there, and especially after a mistake like that, that's a guy that won't do it again. Like, I'm completely confident in that.
CD Lamb.
Not Peyton Hendershot. Not Peyton Hendershot. Remember that?
Which one do you feel like fans outside of this room? Because I know, like you said, confidence doesn't waver in one play, but in terms of a fan base, sometimes it does. Mm-hmm. And who would you feel like it's received the worst or received more poorly if they gave the ball to him on the 1 yard line? Tony Pollard or Hunter Lipke, based off of what happened last
Or Deuce?
Week?
Tony Pollard, I think.
You think?
From outside this room?
Yeah.
Well, I don't
probably
know.
Probably Lipke from the outside looking in.
Probably from the outside, maybe Lipke, just because he fumbled last week. But, I mean, you look at what Tony Pollard has done inside the 5 yard line so far this year. I mean, you have to figure out other things.
I stand on it. I said this a long time ago. I like Deuce on the goal line.
I'm down with it. How are they going to find him?
Exactly. That's my reasoning.
We'll see. We'll see.
I went back. I was looking at old footage.
Like an Ant-Man.
Yesterday, I just went back and I looked at the preseason game that we had the chance to call against Jacksonville.
We did call that, bro.
Yeah, dude.
All right. Nice job.
We were talking about this. He was at the 5 yard line, and you brought it up on that drive. You said, you know, once you get into the red zone, he could become a weapon because you can leak him out of the backfield. You can put him behind the tackles. You can do whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
And sometimes they just can't find him.
Yep.
And, I mean, sure enough, 2 plays later, he was in the end zone and scored. So that was me getting sidetracked yesterday. But, hey, turned into a point for talking Cowboys.
Your memory is amazing. I knew I said it. I just didn't know when.
No, I watched it last night. Yeah. Like, literally, like, I was searching through old footage on a hard drive that I've got, and I have that recording of that game.
He was just listening to his own play calls.
That's exactly what was happening, but I mean, he's so prepared. That's how he goes to sleep at night.
Come on. Yeah. Tonight I'm watching I'm listening to the Seattle game. That's what's happening.
Yeah, there you go.
Not happening.
Continuing here on the injury report, Jonathan Hankins was ruled out for this game. He had said last week that he was going to try and push and make it for this game. He's from Detroit. He really wants to play against Detroit. Hasn't played him in a few years, but not ready. And so it'll be Mozzie Smith, Neville Gallimore. I assume Carl Davis will get his third elevation this week. And then Tyron Smith, good news, was upgraded to limited in yesterday's practice, was getting limited reps. He is questionable for Saturday's game. There's a lot of confidence that he's going to play tomorrow. I think Tyron Smith is back on the field. So that's really good news.
So you're saying there's a chance?
I'm not saying there's a chance. I'm saying it's likely.
Woo!
Yeah, I don't think he gets the reference.
Left side, strong side.
Oh, go. I do get the reference.
Left side,
what is
strong
it?
Side.
I just know it's a Jim Carrey character.
It's pretty doggone good, sir.
We'll give you that.
It's because it's on Twitter.
Is it the movie where he has like double personality disorder? Is it that one?
No, that's The Mask.
That's me, myself, and Irene.
Okay, since we're doing that,
I was thinking The Mask.
So what movie was Left Side, Strong Side?
Huh?
What movie was it where they said left side, strong side.
Blind Side?
Oh,
my God.
Please take his card away.
Take his card, whatever card that is.
I don't know.
This is your representative, University of Texas. This is who's representing you right here in the studio.
I don't watch
movies. That's a football movie, though.
I don't watch Remember the Titans.
Yes.
Have you ever seen that?
I have. It's just been like 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So you were 4.
I was
months. 4 months.
Yeah, I was like 4 months.
Josh, basically. That was funny.
Thanks, Beamer.
Well, that's all goes as far as injury stuff for the Cowboys. On the other side for the Lions, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, he had his 21-day practice window opened a couple of weeks ago. I think they were targeting to get him back on the field this week, but they're going to keep him on the IR. He remains out for this game. That's big for the Cowboys as far as, you know, trying to get over the top. I think there's a really good opportunity to have a big day in the receiving game. I think C.D. has an awesome game. We'll talk about that later, I'm sure. And then as far as other guys, James Houston, ankle injury, popped up on the injury report yesterday. Or excuse me, he had his practice window opened yesterday. He's not going to play in time for this game. But starting corner, Cam Sutton, popped up on the injury report with a toe injury yesterday, did not practice, and is now questionable. So that is one of their starting corners.
Pinky toe.
Already missing C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Cam Sutton has been a guy that has taken on most of the wide receiver one so far this season for the Lions. That'd be huge if he can't go. So really big day, really big opportunity in the secondary.
Yeah, that's what you guys talked about yesterday in QB Vision, was you were talking about this is a young secondary. You have places where you can take advantage and try and get the long ball going. So big day for Lamb, Cooks.
Yeah.
I mean, Jalen Tolbert maybe in that conversation now.
Yeah, you just need to identify where their safeties are, because their safeties are very active. And there's their safety. They communicate very well on defense. They're very disciplined in terms of their front seven, in terms of what they have going on up there. But secondary-wise, they do get exposed because Aaron Glenn, defensive coordinator, does like to bring pressure.
Yeah.
And he'll do it from the most random places.
They blitz like crazy.
And it's usually one guy. Every so often, you'll get two guys blitzing, but they'll bring it from the boundary corner. They'll bring it from the safety. They'll bring it usually from the outside. They like bringing pressure from the edges. But they do it when they have a good idea of what your protection looks like and you're overloaded to one particular side. So they do expose their secondary in that regard. Sometimes their safeties are out of position because they're trying to make it look one way. They'll roll those guys all the way down into the line of scrimmage, and then they'll run those guys back. So a lot of times when they're trying to get back to their responsibilities, they're now out of place, they're displaced, they're out of position. So there's a huge opportunity as long as you can block it up. And Dak just needs to know where that pressure is coming from so he can adjust with his footwork to buy himself a little bit more time.
Last season, you would have been concerned with a team like that coming in and disguising and moving safeties around and changing coverages.
Because you're holding on to the ball.
Because it's post-snap and you're holding on to the ball. And Dak had trouble at times last year where his interceptions were a problem of reading defenses post-snap.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like that's still a concern, or do you feel like he's rectified that throughout the year?
I think he's done a relatively good job of rectifying that. There are some times where I'm still a little bit concerned whenever he gets a little bit of happy feet.
Mm-hmm.
But he's shown his resilience. He's shown his patience, even under duress. Just a good point to last week. He did a great job of just adjusting in the pocket. And even when pressure was right on top of him, he still was able to not freak out, not panic, you know, shake the guy off him and get his eyes back downfield and try to execute his assignment. He's not just throwing it into coverage like he once was before, you know, last year specifically. I think he's a lot more intentional. He's a lot more intentional about where the ball's going and mitigating his risks.
You said shake, and I got a little PTSD.
From the back rifle. All right, let's take our first break.
Really quick.
Is that
really
one
quick,
open?
One more really
news
quick
and
thing. So for those that cannot attend the game tomorrow night, I had tweeted out yesterday, we got an email like right as we popped out of here. The halftime ceremony for Jimmy Johnson being inducted into the Ring of Honor, it will be aired live on ESPN.
Hey.
It will also be on the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network. Douglas did remind me of that whenever I tweeted that out.
Very
so,
nice.
Be sure to check both of those outlets. And then one more quick thing. We had a conference call yesterday with head coach Mike McCarthy, and I asked him about Trayvon Diggs, just what he's been up to during his recovery. We've seen him pop in the locker room a couple of times. His son Aiden had popped in the locker room a couple of weeks ago. I want to share a really quick story on that. He was going up to Turpin, Kevontae Turpin, and he was kind of giving him some hell, and he was like, hey man, like I thought you were faster, and he was like getting in his face a little bit. It was a funny thing. He was like, I'm fast, man. I run 4.2, and Aiden was like, you run 4.29, and then he like walked away. So he went up to the fastest guy on the team. It was like, you're slow.
You're slow.
But yeah, it was a really funny opportunity to kind of see those two interact. But I asked Mike McCarthy, you know, what has he been up to? Is he around the facility still quite a bit? He said that he's still around, and he's helping out in the secondary. And he said that Al Harris makes a point to get with him every time that he's in the building. So it looks like there's still quite a bit of instruction going on. And every time we see him in the locker room, he's upbeat. It looks like his spirits are good. So in case y'all were curious how Diggs has been doing, he's been doing well. No timetable or anything as far as if we know he'll be back by OTA's minicamp, but I'm sure that'll come early in the offseason.
I'm sure Aiden is loving this time.
Oh, for sure.
Aiden's getting to see his dad a little bit more. Like, this is cool.
And it's for a reason, man. I'm a big believer in that. It might obviously the Cowboys took a big blow this year, but you know, his son benefits.
Yeah.
So it's pretty
cool. That's great.
The trash talking from Aiden Diggs. That dude's going to be an elite trash talker.
Oh, my gosh.
Think about his uncle and his dad.
Family barbecues, bro.
Oh my God.
I'm sure they talk to him just as much as he talks to
them. Absolutely. The fact that he's coming up to Terp talking like that.
Yeah, 429. Yeah, okay, dude.
Round it up, buddy.
Get your speed up, man.
Oh, gotta love it. Aiden Diggs, Dallas Cowboys celebrity gym. All right, let's take our first break. When we come back, we've got some updates on these non-sponsored toaster pastries that we were talking about in the early going. No, you cannot have that extra Black Rifle coffee, Isaiah.
She's looking at me.
That's what happens whenever you chug your first one. You're so supposed to enjoy it.
Shiny.
When we come back with more Talking Cowboys, key matchups coming your way.
Todd thought it would be secure to jog in the cheetah savannah. Todd believed the big cat repellent he bought online was reliable. And now, Todd is trying to be faster than this cheetah that can run 80 miles per hour. But the good news is, Todd has AT&T 5G that is fast, reliable, and secure. And he learned the best thing to do is stop running and toss her the backpack with the beef stew. AT&T 5G. Fast, reliable, secure. It's not complicated.
5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
Black Rifle Coffee Company serves premium coffee to people who love America. When you drink Black Rifle Coffee, you are directly supporting veterans, law enforcement, and first responders in your community. Black Rifle's expert roasters love coffee almost as much as Texas loves football, so it makes sense that America's Coffee partnered with America's team. Go online at blackriflecoffee.com and fuel up with the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. That's blackriflecoffee.com to fuel up today.
Cowboys fans, after that move, we've just coined the term Rowdy Replay. Let's roll back the tape.
Okay, there's our mascot Rowdy cheering on the boys, and now he's on his phone on his Bank of America mobile banking app?
Staying on top of his finances with his virtual financial assistant, Erica.
Bank of America's digital tools are so impressive. Cowboys fans just can't stop banking. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/can't stop banking.
Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Welcome back into Dear Doctor, the show where I answer life's questions with an ice-cold can of Dr. Pepper. Sheila, let's hear from our next caller, would you?
Dear Doctor, my friend supported me during a tough time, but what's the right gift that says, thanks for being a shoulder to cry on?
Okay, this one's easy. I say, give her a delicious Dr. Pepper. Nothing says, thanks, girl, better than a one-of-a-kind soda. Yes, any Dr. Pepper flavor will do. Now, just a reminder that I don't need to be a real doctor to know that Dr. Pepper is the one you deserve.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to Talking Cowboys.
Back here on Talking Cowboys, this portion of the show is brought to you by Quaker Oats, a super trusted superfood. Quaker Oats, the official oatmeal sponsor of the Dallas Cowboys.
You know the answer, Kyle.
What'd you do?
I had my oats.
Good.
Super trusted and super food.
This is this coffee is starting to hit in.
This is my least favorite moment of the show every day.
So I keep my size on me, you know?
You're an oats hater.
I'm an oats hater.
Oats hater.
Yeah.
I got on the scale yesterday, Kyle. I'm maintaining.
Yeah, yep. Pretty good.
Maintain the holidays it. Didn't ruin you at all?
I am literally the same weight.
I'm nice.
Which kind of scares me because I haven't had an opportunity to really lift any weight, so I'm a little nervous. If I actually lifted something, I might.
I'm gaining the dad weight. That's where Ooh. I'm at. Mm-hmm. It's happening. Because my wife doesn't eat a whole lot, even when she's pregnant, even though she should. She's been, like, I'm basically making for her eat because she keeps saying she doesn't. She doesn't like eating because it feels like it's all stuffy in there with triplets on the way. And so then I end up eating like what she has.
You start making her some smoothies, bro.
I have actually. Yep. Smoothies and teas. I've been kind of big on that. There you go. All right. We have some updates.
Husband of the year over here, man.
Dude, my wife.
And Quaker
Oats. My wife, when she's pregnant with the twins.
Quaker Oats, for sure. Yeah,
my wife is pregnant with the twins because, you know, I had twins and now he has triplets. That's how it works. We're brothers.
Does that mean I'm having quadruplets?
Possibly, bro. But seriously, she
used that stand back.
She juiced a lot. She juiced a ton. And like now my kids came out and they love veggies.
Interesting.
It's very interesting. Like, she juiced all the time. Very fast.
Get home and just make her like a veggie smoothie and then just like give it to her. Be like,
bro,
hey.
Serious, bro. It works. They get the nutrition they need as mothers, and your kids come out pretty solid.
One thing your kids don't get are toasted toaster pastries.
Nope.
Not
out of the toaster.
So, one thing is they're called Pop-Tarts as the sponsor, which is not a sponsor. Mm-hmm. But they're called toaster pastries as like a generic toaster. Plus, pop is in the name.
Mm. I never even put the two together.
I pop open the.
So no, our text line is getting after you a little bit.
Yeah.
Text line 817-290-3298. Do you toast your Pop-Tarts, your toaster pastries? In the toaster, always the best. Raised 3 grown kids, 3 grandchildren, 40 years of Pop-Tarts and all flavors, all in the toaster.
That's like 18 toasters.
That's a lot of toasters. This one says, what are you thinking, stand back? This is all caps. What are you thinking, stand back? Of course Pop-Tarts get toasted. If you're not toasting them, then you're living life all wrong.
Is that Belichick in all caps? What are you thinking, stand back?
This one says, Pop-Tarts definitely go in the toaster. Tell Beamer to answer the phone in the back.
I'll pick up the phone when I feel like it.
Toasted Pop-Tarts. Ooh, this one's interesting. Toasted and throw some butter on the back. It's elite.
No.
I don't know about that one.
I've never eaten Pop-Tarts.
Have you done that?
I have not done that, but I know people that do this. I have a Pop-Tarts club.
I've never heard of this.
I'm in a Pop-Tarts club.
Oh, good,
bro.
This is the thing that people do. I support it, you know, however you want to get your Pop-Tarts on, except for outside of the toaster. Here's the thing, though. If you don't toast it, you are an impatient person. And I know because I used to do, they're not a sponsor, pizza rolls.
Yeah, just pizza rolls.
Pizza frozen
pizzas. Whatever the
But if you don't put them in the oven, you're genuinely missing out on life.
Oh, yeah.
Do people not put pizza rolls in the
oven? No, it's not.
It's the microwave. No, it's not.
It's the microwave versus the oven.
I used to microwave them when I was 7 years old. And then, you know, you learn from a friend, like, no, dude.
You put them in the
oven. Wait the extra 10 minutes, put them in the oven, and life is changed.
Air fryer is the best.
Ooh, that's
air
fryer.
Well, yeah.
That's a good one, too.
This is true. COVID introduced us to the air fryer, I feel like, and now like everyone
there's a technique. You pop over the pack, a little foil package, you pop it in half, okay? You bite one side, you bite the other. It's 4 pieces. It's 4 pieces per tart.
No, man.
And you just eat it.
After you put it in the toaster?
No.
Per tart.
That's like a grab-and-go snack. Like, you grab it, you get in the car.
That's fine. I do the same thing. You can grab and go, and it's not in the toaster.
You need a plate or a napkin, bro.
And that's a part of your daily breakfast? No, it's in the toaster.
It's a snack in my house.
Isaiah?
It's not a meal.
I have a serious question. Isaiah, how do you eat toaster strudel?
Toaster strudel? I don't eat strudel.
Call in now, please.
God.
We're going to get off topic because I have another
question. We are totally going to get off topic.
Oh, the YouTube comments.
I'm definitely going to ask
the heck rice. What are these guys doing?
Because this leads me to, this would be for next week for rice, okay? This is it. We're gonna prep you guys.
All right.
Salt, butter, or sugar?
Okay. On what?
On what?
On rice.
Butter.
On rice?
Yeah.
Salt. You said salt, butter, sugar?
Yeah.
Salt.
I don't know. Butter. Probably butter.
Butter for sure.
I'm butter and sugar.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever put sugar in rice because, like, if I'm eating rice, I'm
why
going
are we
for
talking
healthy...
about rice. What
just,
are we doing?
Just let me into that conversation.
Okay. Talking
for next
food.
Week. For next week. Here we go. Please give us some key matchups.
Key matchups.
Save
baby.
The show for the second straight segment. No, no Black Rifle.
Key matchups. I love Black going into this week. Obviously, it's a big game. I think the winner of this game will obviously have a lot of momentum going into Week 18 and then into the playoffs. I think these three matchups will probably determine the outcome. So we're going to start off with Terrence Steele, right tackle for the Dallas Cowboys, going up against Aiden Hutchinson. This is going to be an interesting one because Hutchinson, we talked about it this week, where he lacks maybe in technique, he picks up in physicality and being able to kind of just overwhelm guys, sometimes with his athleticism as well. And Terrence Steele, I think he's really started to stack some good reps over the course of the last few weeks. Has had a bad game here and there, but like as far as where he was from the beginning of the season till now, completely different. So this is going to be a big matchup in keeping Dak Prescott clean in the pocket. I think Steele, honestly, if I were taking bets, I would take Steele here.
Yeah. Do you think he has a rebound from what happened last week? Or do you think he had a rebound last week against the Dolphins based off of the last, I guess, juggernaut front seven that he had faced?
Yeah, I guess you could say so.
He didn't really go up against Chubb a whole lot. Chubb was mostly lined up over the top of Edoga.
Every snap he was over Edoga. So, yeah, you could say he was. Most of that pressure was coming from the left side, and it was coming from the interior. Honestly, I think Tyler Biotish was a big factor in that pressure getting generated as well, along with Chuma Edoga. But as far as Terrence Steele and Zach Martin, they held their own on the right side. That right side kind of turned into what the left side has been for most of the season. Steele is really starting to stack good games, and I hope people are noticing, because whenever he started the year, we were looking up in like week 8 or week 9, he had double pressures than anybody else on the offensive line, and he's really bounced back, and he's proving why they signed him to that contract right before the season started. So this is a big opportunity for him to keep it going.
Do they not move Aiden Hutchinson around a little bit?
No, not really. They're going to move him off right that side. Right tackle, that right edge. They want him on that side. They feel good about
it. And he doesn't have a whole lot of sacks this year. He's definitely not in the double digits.
6.5.
Okay.
But he leads the team.
Pressure.
But he is a dog.
23 quarterback hits. He has 6.5 sacks.
Yeah. And he's a solid run defender.
He's a great run. Yeah. That's really what his calling card was. He's always been a good pass rusher, but he was elite as a run defender coming out of Michigan.
Right.
The thing with Hutchinson is he's not as versatile as I think they anticipated coming out. They thought maybe they could move him around. He hasn't been there yet. Maybe that's technique. Maybe that's just a lack of ability outside of him on that front seven. I don't know what the case is, but they do not move him around at all.
Not a Micah Parsons, if you will.
No.
Not a Micah Parsons.
No, he's no.
And the Lions could have drafted Micah Parsons.
Oh, well.
They took
Penei Sewell
over Micah. Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of worked out for him, though.
Penei Sewell was after Micah.
No, I think it was before.
No, it was definitely after.
Really?
What? Yeah.
Oh, that's what I meant. That's what I meant. They could have drafted Micah. They did not.
No. Cowboys picked him beforehand. Oh. Yeah. That draft, it was Surtain, then Horn, and then Dallas traded back.
Dallas
won
in a corner.
And they, Chicago took Justin Fields. Devontae Smith, then Chicago traded up to 11, took Justin Fields. Micah Parsons went at 12. Penei Sewell was on the board. That was the Cowboys' question, was Penei Sewell or Micah Parsons? And Cowboys selected Micah Parsons.
That's you can't
not
really
a bad
go
deal
wrong.
For either team.
Yeah, you can't really go wrong with
no,
either.
No, both of them were great players. Yeah.
Second matchup that we're going to highlight here.
Isaiah versus a warm Pop-Tart.
Yeah, something like that. we're going to go Deron Bland versus Amon-Ra St. Brown. So Amon-Ra St. Brown, man, y'all think CeeDee Lamb moves around a lot?
Oh,
this
man.
Guy moves around every snap. He's going to be in the slot. He's going to be on the outside. He'll bounce to the left. He'll bounce to the right. They'll motion him in. They utilize quite a bit of motion. I would say they're at middle of the pack in the NFL as far as utilizing it, but it's typically Amon-Ra that's coming around in motion. It's him and Josh Reynolds. So it's been really fun to watch him this season. He's really put it together, having a really good year after having a really good year last year. But Deron Bland, the reason I want to focus on him here, Amon-Ra St. Brown will see every DB that the Cowboys have. But the reason I want to focus on Deron Bland here specifically is because when he is on the boundary, I think that's going to be a really important matchup as far as limiting him outside of the numbers, and then we can go from there.
Quick correction. I completely mixed up the teams. I was thinking Chargers and Rashawn Slater.
I was just thinking, I was like, Panay's like a
idiot.
Top 10 pick.
No, I'm an idiot. I apologize. I completely mixed up the teams. The Lions were up in the early parts of the draft,
punishment.
7 overall. Let me take it.
I thought you were going to do it.
No. I'll finish the rest of this. There's a lot left here.
No, because I could have sworn that I was like, oh, man.
Nah, that's on me. Yeah, I was thinking of the Rashawn Slater significance. That was the conversation. I messed it up. My bad. Sorry, guys.
Fair enough. You're on timeout.
Yeah. Just mute my mic for
me. What do y'all kind of feel about as far as Amon Ross St. Brown? We can focus on Isaiah here, too, just because I think there's a really good perspective there.
Timeout. You hit your knee?
No. Oh. I'm in timeout.
Oh, okay. Amon-Ra. Who's going to be on Jameson Williams?
Amon-Ra. What about him?
Focus on Amon-Ra. How do you limit Amon-Ra?
We're going to be playing man. So in terms of limiting him, it's just kind of come down to matchups. Yeah, as you mentioned, everybody's going to have their opportunity. Everybody's going to have their shot. DB, J. Lou, Gilmore, everybody's going to have their opportunity. This dude's quick. He's quick as crap. And I don't know if crap is quick, but
Can be.
But you want
hot sauce day. It was.
Whenever you're facing guys like this, you kind of get caught in the mix in terms of, do you want to get my hands on him to kind of disrupt his ability to get off the ball? But you run the risk of him getting over the top of you. So you have to really pick your battles based upon what you feel most confident in. Hopefully, there's something that they're picking up on film that they feel like they can exploit. But if I'm Deron Bland, I think I have the quickness to go up there and stay with him. So I can take the risk of being more physical because I can now catch up. If I'm Gilmore, I'm going to give a little bit more space and try to play downhill. Right? So, you know, and if you're J. Lou, you got to do J. Lou things, right? You got to be physical. You got to be feisty. You want J. Lou near the line of scrimmage anyway. So I would much rather him be kind of closer and pressed up, especially coming off the game he had against Miami, where he was a physical force in the run defense.
Yeah, can we talk about J. Lou really quick? Yep. These last few weeks, he's been great.
Balling.
Since the Seattle game. We could start with that game. And then since then, he's stacked really good games. And it's kind of unfortunate because Buffalo was one of his best games of the season, too. But, I mean, they didn't need to put the air through the ball. That was a little bit different. And then last week against Miami, like, whenever he was lined up on Tyreek, he was with him. Yeah. Like, he got physical with him. He's really starting to stack some good reps. I'm happy for him. I mean, that's a guy, he's one of the easiest guys to talk to in the locker room. He's one of the more personable guys.
I did not expect him to be one of the best run defenders on this team right now.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Which says a lot about the defense in general.
I would have lost all my money.
That's true.
So that's me with Malik Hooker as far as run defense as well. I wouldn't have guessed he would be one of the best.
See, but it's Malik's job.
Yeah.
As a safety, right? Whether you're free or whether you're strong, like, it's your job to still be physical as a safety. That's the expectation. As a nickel corner, I don't have an expectation of you coming up and being physical.
Yeah.
That's just not the guy that I would have said, hey, this guy's going to come up and hit you. But J. Lou is having that presence, and it has a tremendous effect on your run defense. As we talked about the Buffalo game, our edges got exposed. Well, this game against Miami, the most recent game, it did not get exposed because J. Lou had his presence there. Obviously, D. Law had a big impact too, but right behind D. Law, it was J. Lou that was coming downhill and having a force. I think there was one series where this dude had like three tackles in a row where he was just coming down and just lighting guys up. And I would go back and I'm looking at the film and I'm like, is that number two? Yeah. You're like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, are you kidding me? And like, he's getting up and he's hype. And I'm like, okay.
Yep.
All right, dude. And like, having that presence, we talk about Jalen Ramsey and his presence in run defense and some of these other guys around the league. J. Lou is starting to be that for Dallas, and it's awesome.
Yeah, and he's from Detroit as well. He's from Michigan. This is going to be an opportunity for Jalen this week. I forget what exact city he's from in Michigan, but he's excited about this, and we were able to chop it up with him earlier this week, and he's excited about it. And if I'm correct me if I'm wrong, the Detroit game was the game he hurt his foot in last year.
That's where he had an interception. They landed on his foot, and that's where he broke.
So, really big game for him. I'm excited for him and see what he can put together as well. So, yeah, you can
group Jordan from this match. Detroit.
He's from Detroit.
Yeah, okay. He went to Cass Technical.
Detroit.
Yep, he was from Detroit.
It's not Detroit King.
So now he'll get an interception and run it back.
Yeah, who knows?
That was really cool. Just to address a text line question here. You guys obviously don't watch the Lions. Hutchinson lines up over the guard more than he lines up over the defensive end. Come on, guys. Know what you're talking about.
Oh, man, I forgot this is talking Lions.
Let me go ahead and pull this up.
No, he doesn't.
So this is next-gen stats. This is every snap he's played throughout the season. If we can take this full.
Boom!
There's Aiden Hutchinson.
Pull the receipts.
How many times does he line up over the guard again? How many times?
It's every snap.
Let's go against the rush. He literally has not lined up over the
interior.
I'm sorry, 317, but if you're going to call somebody out, be right.
Ooh, tell him. Right.
There's the comparison. That's Micah, just so you know. There's a little bit of something there in the middle. I wish I could zoom in, but there you go.
I need to figure out how to work that website.
It's fantastic.
High five.
That's my guy.
I just want to address it real quick. There is somebody that you guys need to worry about, though, if I can find his number.
Is it Melifonwu?
No, John Kaminsky. He's a problem.
Krasinski?
Ted Kaczynski.
Kominsky. John Kominsky, number 79.
Jim Halpert from The Office?
Number 79. He's a big boy. They list him as a DN. They list him as a defensive end, but he lines up at D tackle. He's not in that first wave a lot of times. He's usually in the second wave because when they're coming out in their first, you know, or down first and second downs, typically they have their big boys in the middle, right? They're big 335, 340-pound guys. But this guy comes in. He is 6'5", 285, and he has freaking orangutan arms, and he's a force. He's one of the other guys that stuck out on film.
Yeah.
Okay, the safety, Ife. Number 6.
Melifonwu.
Yep. And 79, John Kaminsky. He showed up on film to me. Those were the two guys that popped off the film to me. And he was always around the ball. When he's in the game, like he's very disruptive.
Yeah. They popped off like a...
Like a
Pop-Tart?
Yeah.
Out of the toaster.
Keep your eye on him, though. Seriously. He's not a guy that I plan on him getting sacks and things like that. But in terms of run defense, he's a disruptor. He really is a disruptor.
3-2-0 says, just run the ball.
I like the mentality, it's not going to be easy though. Go watch film room from this week. Kyle and I broke it down.
You got some things to clean up.
There's some things that need to get cleaned up, and I know a lot of people are focusing in on Tony Pollard and he's not being productive, and we're talking about how he's not getting enough touches. Go watch film room if you guys are concerned about the Dallas Cowboys running attack. Go watch it. Kyle and I break it down. It's probably about a 7-minute segment there.
Yeah.
Spend 7 minutes of your time to become the smartest one in the room. We show you all the things that are playing a part in the ineffectiveness of the Dallas Cowboys running offense, from Tony Pollard messing up to guys missing blocks. There's some things that need to get tightened up, and there's some opportunities there. There's just small adjustments. But go watch it if you guys want to know a little bit more as we dove into the film room a little bit.
But to add to that really quickly, I feel like Tony Pollard has been playing his best ball over the past few weeks since Buffalo, really, aside from the one play last week that could have gotten him into the end zone.
Yeah,
if he gets into
the end zone, I think we're talking about Tony Pollard in a different light.
He's been looking like Tony Pollard over the last, 3 weeks.
All 13 touches.
That's the problem, too.
That's what he's averaging. 13.8 touches, for my math.
Yeah.
Final matchup we'll dive into here is DeMarcus Lawrence versus Penei Sewell. I also threw Micah in here as well because he'll line up with him. But specifically why I want to highlight DeMarcus and Penei. Penei Sewell is one of the best run blockers in the entire NFL, especially as a right tackle. Mm-hmm. It's really important. DeMarcus Lawrence, I've said it many times on this show, he's the best run defender on this team. So for the Cowboys to be able to limit the edges and not let Jahmyr Gibbs specifically have a big game, it's going to be big for DeMarcus Lawrence to get around Penei Sewell. And then if we're talking about pass rush perspective, this is where we can kind of incorporate Micah. Penei Sewell has given up 16 pressures this year and only one sack. I mean, this guy's been awesome. 7 penalties, and obviously it'll stay at 7 this week. 16 total pressures. He's been awesome as far as pass blocking as well. But it's the run blocking specifically is what I wanted to highlight here really quick on the final matchup.
I'm sorry, Penei Sewell, for confusing you with Rashawn Slater. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Josh.
Yeah, that's
I got to apologize.
Hey, man.
Sorry, Josh. I called you out.
We'll talk after the show, man.
Yeah. All right. We've got to get out of here for some pick'em segments. Give us a call, 888-855-2297. If you want to be a part of this week's pick'em segments, we've got an update coming your way as well. More Talking Cowboys right after this.
They say champions are remembered, but legends are never forgotten. United Ag and Turf offers a winning lineup of John Deere equipment built to tackle any challenge on and off the field. Legendary John Deere tractors, combines, residential mowers, commercial mowers, compact construction equipment, Gator utility vehicles, and a full line of golf and sports turf equipment. United Ag and Turf, the official Ag and Turf equipment supplier of the Dallas Cowboys. Visit unitedagandturf.com to find a location near you.
Are you ready to take coffee off your grocery list forever? Black Rifle Coffee Club is here to help. As a coffee club member, you'll get your favorite coffees roasted, packaged, and shipped to your door free of charge on your preferred schedule. Set it, forget it, and never run low on coffee again. Members also get exclusive deals on coffee, products, and discounts from partner brands. Ease your mind and let Black Rifle worry about your coffee supply. Go to blackriflecoffee.com to join the coffee club today.
It's the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys, Jack Black. And right now, Cowboys fans can get 15% off their $75 order. Plus, because every deal needs a playmaker, your order will include a free 5-piece skincare set and free shipping. The Jack Black Playmaker is 4 of Jack's favorites and a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Make a play for the playmaker at getjackblack.com/cowboys with the code CowboysVIP. That's getjackblack.com. jackblack.com/cowboys with the code Cowboys VIP.
Todd thought it would be secure to jog in the cheetah savanna. Todd believed the big cat repellent he bought online was reliable. And now Todd is trying to be faster than this cheetah that can run 80 miles per hour. But the good news is Todd has AT&T 5G that is fast, reliable, and secure. And he learned the best thing to do is stop running and toss her the backpack with the beef stew. AT&T 5G. Fast, reliable, secure. It's not complicated.
5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Back to Talkin' Cowboys.
Back here on Talking Cowboys, presented by Black Rifle Coffee Company. This segment is brought to you by Invisalign, the official smile of the Dallas Cowboys. Let's get into it. Our Pick'em segment this week, 888-855-2297, if you want to be a part of our fan segment. We've got an update here last week. Isaiah Stanback, 4-2.
Ooh.
How about that? Isaiah, starting to gain some momentum here.
That's right, bragging my baby game church on
in the penultimate week of the NFL.
There you go. The fans and Nick Harris both go 2-4.
Ugh.
Yeah. John Machota, 3-3. I also went 4-2. Josh Rodriguez, another win. 5-1 last week. The only game that Josh got wrong was he picked the Cowboys.
This dude is a picker, man.
Yeah, he is a picker.
He's got it right. He has got it right. 33-15 overall. That's an impressive number, Josh.
I know. And that's they were too impressive. Scared to add me on sooner. I'm sorry. Kyle right now.
I will say, I think I'm like 13-2 in picking Cowboy games specifically. I think I've only gotten two Cowboy games wrong.
I have that. You're 12-3.
Oh.
So close.
Oh, yeah. So you were lying. Which one.
Liar.
I think I lost the Cardinals game. I lost the Chargers game. That's what I'm thinking of.
Who did lose the Cardinals game?
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah, I think everybody got that one wrong. Yeah, that's how it goes, though. All right, Beamer, who is our guest picker? Tyrone in Georgia.
Ooh, Georgia.
First time picker, I believe.
Georgia.
Tyrone, what's going on? You're on Talking Cowboys.
Hey, I appreciate it. Yeah, this is my first time talking to you guys. I listen to you all the time, and I enjoy all the knowledge that I get. I'm ready for the Cowboys to kick it in and move into the playoff mode.
I love it. Yeah, playoff mode coming up soon. Appreciate you listening and appreciate you calling in as well. All right, week 17 slate. This is going to be a fun week around the NFL, and it starts off on noon Sunday. We'll hit some of these Saturday games here in a little bit. Dolphins at Ravens.
Woo!
That's a fun one.
Yes, buddy.
Tyrone, we're going to start with you on that one. Dolphins at the Ravens.
I think the Ravens are looking strong, maybe even Super Bowl strong. Mm-hmm. I look for them to have a big game against Miami, 38-27.
All right. Nick.
Yeah, I know Jalen Waddle for the Dolphins this week. I don't think I would have picked the Dolphins even if he was playing, so I'm going to take the Ravens here.
No Waddle. Josh?
Ravens big time. They're going to blow them out.
Okay.
No Hamilton.
Yeah, that's my thing is Kyle Hamilton being out. He was such a playmaker on that defense. Give me
Tyreek Hill goes for 249.
Two what? You just said, huh? 240, huh?
You got to make up for last week.
Yeah, he's got to get to 2,000.
All right, we've got the Saints and the Buccaneers also Sunday at noon. Isaiah, I'll let you start that one off. At the Buccaneers.
Oh, Bucks.
Saints.
Bucks.
Ah, Baker Mayfield?
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you think?
Bake.
Yeah,
shake it before you bake
let
it.
Let him bake. Yeah, keep an eye on this one, Cowboys fans. This is the NFC South, obviously, and this is a tight division. Winner of this game most likely sets themselves up to play the Cowboys in the wild card round. I'm taking the Buccaneers here. They've won 4 in a row. Give me 5 in a row.
Yeah, I think the Bucs are just playing too well. Give me the Buccaneers. Tyrone.
Yeah, I'm with the Bucs too.
All righty. Steelers at the Seattle Seahawks, a little AFC-NFC. Both teams still fighting for playoff positioning. Mm. Steelers off of a big win over the Bengals last week. Josh, what do you think on this one?
Steelers.
Are you thinking about this?
Mm.
Steelers.
You were very confident last week, and the Steelers.
And I called you a picker. So.
You picked the Steelers?
I'm going with Steelers.
Okay. Tyrone.
I'll go with the Steelers just to please my mother-in-law.
There you go. Hey, that's always a good strategy.
Around the holidays, you got to do it.
Best strategy.
Yeah.
Seahawks.
Yeah, man.
Do you want to?
I'm not making. I'm not doing that.
Why not?
But Seattle's definitely winning the game. I'll tell you that.
Give me the Seahawks.
That's right.
I'll take the Seahawks as well.
Shake it.
I'm sorry. I don't like appeasing Isaiah. Raiders at the Colts.
Ooh.
Speaking of a tough division in the AFC.
Yeah.
Got some two teams trying to fight and stay alive there. What do you got?
I'm going with my boy Pierce.
Pierce? With the Raiders?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, Raiders coming off a really huge win. Got to go with the Raiders here.
Cigar game, baby.
Yeah, another cigar game.
Okay.
I'm going to take Garner Minshew here.
What?
Stash, Washington State, baby, Wazoo.
Never. Ooh. You just keep picking the wrong teams.
Give me Indianapolis.
Since it's at Indy. No, the Raiders have been playing pretty well.
Go ahead and do it.
Give me the Raiders.
No.
I think they get it on the road. Sorry, I'm taking the Raiders.
I needed a game.
Like they didn't just lose 3-0 like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, but and
it's good defense.
Hey, but they won after that. They won 63-whatever.
They made up for it.
Yeah, they made up for it. Bengals at the Chiefs.
Oh,
man.
Bengals.
Bengals?
Chase. Jamar Chase is not happy.
He's also been banged up.
I don't care. Yeah. Jamar Chase.
Okay. Give me the Chiefs. I think they're better. Speaking of not happy, Patrick Mahomes is throwing tablets
around. They need receivers. They'll get them after this
season. Tyrone, did we go to you on that last game?
No, but I appreciate it. I got the Colts on that one, and I'm taking the Chiefs.
You're taking the Chiefs?
Yep.
Sorry, I forgot you were sitting there.
Black Rifle's just pumping through Kyle.
I know. Yeah. I'm trying to hurry up. We got storyline coming up. What you got on that one, Nick?
The Chiefs are 2-4 in their last six games coming out of the bye. They need a win bad. I think they get it at home.
Okay.
This is a bounce back for Kermit the Frog. I'm going with the Chiefs.
I'm right here. I'm right here.
Stop, guys. You guys are ridiculous. All right. Saturday night, 7:15, ABC and ESPN. Joe Buck, Troy Aikman on the call. Jimmy Johnson going into the Ring of Honor. It'll be a great day at AT&T Stadium. Pregame Live will be out there. We'll give you the details
That
in a couple of moments. But it's the Cowboys and the Lions. The Lions fresh off their first division title since 1993. The Cowboys at 10-5, still chasing the division title this year, but they need a win to stay alive. And the Lions, by the way, last time they won it in 1993, who won the Super Bowl?
Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys.
That was Jimmy Johnson's last one, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Or first one. Last one.
Yeah. So there you go. So Lions, Cowboys. Tyrone, who you got?
Well, who do you think I have? I've got Dallas 27-24. I hope that they don't take them too lightly and think they're the old Lions, because I do have a lot of respect for them with their running game and everything they've got going on.
And we have a lot of respect for you, Tyrone. Appreciate you giving us a call. Appreciate you listening ever so often. And we'll talk to you again down the line.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
There he goes. Go Cowboys. Tyrone in Georgia representing the fans. Nick, what do you think on this one?
Yeah, I feel really good about the Cowboys being able to get things done offensively this week. I think they bounce back with a big win here. I think they win by 13, 41-28.
Okay. Josh?
Let me go 40-26 for the Cowboys. And again, Kevontae Turpin, please. Please, this is Josh Stradamus. I need you to return a punt or a kickoff for a touchdown.
Okay.
Kickoffs go through the goalposts now, buddy.
That would be nice,
it's
though.
It's December. Air's different.
Oh, inside.
You're indoors.
Inside. Air's different. The indoor air is different.
27-17, Cowboys.
27-17,
Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Cowboys here, too. 34-13. I think Dallas beats them pretty good.
I worry about the run game. I think Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery still have a big day. That's why I'm giving them 28 points.
I can't give them four.
I think they abandon the run.
I can't give them four.
I think they'll get down early and they're going to abandon the run.
They'll have to after we score the first, three touchdowns.
Two touchdowns, two field goals for now.
There it is. But that's it. Talking Cowboys here this week 17, the penultimate week of the NFL regular season.
That's the title. Yeah.
The penultimate week.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah. Cowboys pregame live, 5:30 start time, a little bit earlier this week, 5:30 Central Time from on the field at AT&T Stadium. We will be live with, we've got a wireless microphone for Nate Newton.
Don't miss this show.
It's going to be fun.
Really, don't miss this
really
show.
Fun.
Lock it in right now. Put alerts on your phone right now, regardless of what phone you have. Mm-hmm. Put the alerts on there. Set multiple timers. Okay. Set one for 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 15, 10, 5, 2. So that you guys know that you guys are going to watch a pregame live show.
We've also got producers and production assistants sifting through. I'm also sifting through it, but rare Jimmy Johnson, never before seen footage. Really cool stuff that Dope. We've gotten a chance to unarchive and kind of dust off throughout the last couple of weeks. So
don't be selfish. Really cool share the content. Link. Share yeah. the link. Once you guys click on it, share the link so everybody else can see it. Don't be the hoarder of yeah. greatness.
Yeah.
Don't gatekeep.
Yeah. Gosh, come on, guys. 5:30 Central Time at AT&T Stadium. Nick Harris will be out there. Josh Rodriguez will be out there, and then we'll be back on Monday. No,
Tuesday.
No.
Will not Tuesday.
Be. We will
Tuesday.
Be back on Tuesday to break it all down. Isaiah won't be.
Isaiah's talking Tuesday. He'll need to recover from the loss.
Would you like to say one more? 702.
I'm calling in.
The 702 says, "Hey Nick, go Huskies." So
woo!
Texas five.
Hey
Texas
Beamer,
five.
I am calling in on my way back okay. Tuesday morning.
Sounds good. For Chris Beam, Isaiah Stanback, Josh Rodriguez, Nick Harris, I'm Kyle Yeoman saying so long from Talking Cowboys. Go Cowboys on Saturday night.
Hook 'em.
The only thing other than that I've got to say, how about them Cowboys?
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!